Joining me from the Best Western Atrium, where the Branson County Republican Party has been celebrating, is one gentleman who didn't have a general election campaign. So I guess, Kyle Cassell, that's the first question. What were you up to during the general election campaign?
You know, it's been a great election cycle. I've spent more time working for friends and colleagues, making sure we go back and have a good working relationship when we get to the Capitol in January.
And things have been looking pretty good, it looks like.
I tell you what, I'm very pleased. The statewide elections are going the way we need them to. I'm very excited for General Abbott, who is now Governor Abbott, and looking forward to working with him, Lieutenant Governor Patrick. You know, it's going to be an interesting session with these guys learning their new roles, but I think they'll catch on quick, and I'm excited. You know, the House will be as the House was last time, and I'm looking forward to that.
What's going to happen between now and the start of the legislative session in January with the new leadership at governor, lieutenant governor, and I've not kept up with what openings there might be in the House? How are you set up as far as seniority now that you get another term?
Well, I know for a fact that we moved up 21 spots between now and this evening, so I have not looked at any of the Dallas or Houston races to see if we gained a little bit more seniority. But as you may or may not know, we have this drawing for seniority, and I drew 149 last year, so I was at the bottom of the bucket, and it's going to be good to move up a few spots.
The other interim assignments have taken place during the summer. Any more of those meetings between now and January?
Not that I'm aware of. You know, I served on the Public Education and Workforce Subcommittee between the Senate and House, and that's been very educational and very important, and I've enjoyed that. The public education aspect of getting people to work as this economy grows is very important. So we'll see where we end up on House committees in the fall, January, and the session gets here. You know, now that we know who our state elected officials are, the only thing we're left to worry about is what committees we will serve on, and we serve at the pleasure of the Speaker.
Visiting with State Representative Kyle Cassell, it looks like statewide Proposition 1 receiving overwhelming support.
Oh, wow. Last I looked, it was over 80%. And, you know, I've made it a point, no matter where I am in the district, to make sure people, if they're concerned about transportation and the roads they drive on, this proposition needs to pass with a wide margin, because that will tell the legislature that roads and transportation are important. And 80% tells me we're going to go back and we're going to continue to talk about transportation.
What else have I missed that you want to share with listeners this evening?
No, I am just blessed to be here with some good colleagues. I want to congratulate Bill Flores and John Rainey, two guys that I had really admired and enjoyed serving with, and I'm glad they won their bid for re-election, and look forward to working with them to help the Brazos Valley.
Very good, and appreciate the visit as always, and we'll be obviously talking more the closer we get to January.
Look forward to it, Bill. You've always been a good friend. Thank you so much.
Very good, and thank you for the visit this evening. State Representative Kyle Cassell.